first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Ananta.
Andy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. We're going to talk about timeshares. Have you ever attended one of those timeshare presentations?
No, I deliberately try and avoid it. And I can see them coming, so I know when to run.
I've attended a couple of them. They are very, very high-pressure tactics. And you've really got to be disciplined to keep saying no, unless you want one. And you know, before we get into the timeshare thing, they do work for a lot of people and a lot of people are satisfied. So, you know, if you're satisfied, if that's what you like and that's your thing, good on you, right?
That's right. Yeah, because it's the opportunity to go back to maybe a place that you really enjoy or explore different places around the world where you can buy or you can trade or yeah, so it works for some, and it may not appeal to others. But you know what? That's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Each to their own. If it works for you, good. If it doesn't, you can run into all kinds of problems. There are all kinds of scams out there. And, you know, I think overall, the timeshare industry does have a bit of a bad reputation. Would you say that?
Right. Well, it definitely, you know, as you say, comes across at times as high pressure. It comes across where if you do buy a timeshare, can you get out of it? Like for whatever reason, maybe your kids are grown up or you have a different interest or maybe health doesn't allow you to travel anymore. So can you get out of it? And I think that's the biggest thing is it does it have long-term value for many people? And you do have to be aware of you are dealing in a different country. So there's different laws, there's different scenarios that can come up that you really need to be on your toes and maybe have some legal advice about going forward or with regards to keeping it or getting out of it. So there's lots of scams out there that buyer beware.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that's the key, buyer beware. And I think you're right. I think the majority of the problems come when people want to get out of them and they're not so easy to get out of. There is an organization, by the way, we should give them a plug, called Timeshare Users Group. And they do very good work. They advocate for the timeshare user people, that group. And they help a lot of people trying to get out of their timeshares. If you want to sell a timeshare or something like that, they can hook you up legitimately. And this is the latest scam that we're going to talk about. It's again, the scam isn't the timeshare itself, it's getting out of the timeshare, correct?
Right. And that's it exactly. So we've heard of different scenarios and different media outlets where somebody wants to sell it and then they get an offer, but before they can get out of the timeshare agreement that they've already have, they have to pay fees like opening and closing fees, tax fees. So at the end of the day, they are spending a lot of upfront charges before they even get any money back to for their timeshare value. So you have to be aware because there's situations where very sophisticated, like almost like a circuitous thing, like a lawyer will call, a realtor will call, and you think that this is a great deal and you're going to get good value for your money and you're going to get out of it. But really, you're spending more money than you're going to get back. There's lots of scenarios where there's different call centers are set up that are very sophisticated that can lure you into further, I guess, cost. And there's they have fake websites for U.S. lawyers and brokers. They provide official looking forms and contracts. There's even where a victim has kind of clued in, but there's even follow-up calls from purported investigators offering to help recover funds. So that's what I mean by circuitous. It starts off with I'm selling it, then I'm scammed, and then I'm getting scammed again because the people who are trying to recover the funds aren't legitimate.
We're talking about not just a few hundred dollars here. We're talking thousands of dollars that people are asked to pay, like you say, to so-called lawyers and realtors to get out of their timeshare. And really, they're not legit at all. And they look very sophisticated. And pretty much you got to begin on your toes not to be fooled.
Right. And so that's why it's good to get legal advice so that they can go over all the documentation that is presented to you to see if there's any red flags. And it's right now, like we're getting stories about, you know, being in Jalisco in the Puerto Vallarta area, but it's expanded to Cancun, which are top spots for Canadians and U.S. Travelers to look at timeshares. So again, very important to see, you know, if timeshares are good for you, if it's the opportunity to get out of it, how can you legally? Because it's kind of it's expanding, like it's, as I say, realtors, lawyers, tax people. So it's like the operation kind of gets more complex, and they have different companies that will just, you think you are sorted in one area, but then you continue to go to try and get out of it. But it's another maybe uncredible entity that you're working with next.
Yeah, and it's alleged in some of the stories that the Mexican drug cartels are behind this. So they do have a sophisticated network behind them. And I go back to buyer beware, and you really, really do have to be on your toes to not get scammed from it.
Right. And when we were in Mexico, we were talking to a local tour operator that mentioned that, you know, it's not just the cartel, the drug cartel, but they're into different businesses, as you say, like real estate or restaurants that seem legit. And sometimes in some cases, they're saying that they're making more money in this entity than into the drugs. So again, you're in a different country, so you have to be aware that multiple complex operations are set up, and you might be participating in them without you actually knowing it.
Exactly. So I guess the best way to avoid anything with a timeshare is just not get involved in the first place, right?
It's a very attractive offer, and you're in the moment, and the weather's beautiful, and it's easy to be drawn in. See, it's but again, as we all are saying, you know, if it looks good, it might not be so good.
Yeah, right. And again, for some people, it works, and that's fine. And again, we're not knocking the actual timeshare operation. It's the people that are scamming you, trying, if you wanted to get out of that timeshare. That's what's going on, right?
Yeah, it's the perpetual bill, right? Like you enter a timeshare, you may want to upgrade it, you know, short-term rental opportunity. But at the end of the day, are you really making any money or breaking even?
And I think now, because, you know, maybe 20 years ago, 30 years ago, even longer, timeshares were attractive. But now, with the advent of Airbnb and VRBOs and those types of options, you have so many more options out there that you don't have to fork out thousands of dollars to go back to the same place. All you have to do is, you know, go on VRBO or Airbnb, whatever your choice, and do it that way now.
Yes. And, you know, and that's really a growing market. You see, like, from a travel perspective, I've definitely seen the transition from, you know, people coming, they book an all-inclusive and they're off, they go, or just book a hotel. Well, there's so many options for accommodation rentals now that really again, you have to be aware of what you're doing and always read rental contracts, because if you don't have a travel agent assisting you, because Airbnbs and VRBOs don't usually include a travel agent as part of the equation, you do have to be aware of what you're signing and what you're paying out.
And if you do have a timeshare, I do highly recommend going on the timeshare user group website. I'm going to give them a plug. It's TUG2.net. So TUG2.net. It's timeshare users group. They will help you out with if you have a timeshare, if you wanted to sell your timeshare, if you have if you want information on how to exit out of your timeshare, or even if you wanted to rent a short-term timeshare just for a week or two with someone who already has one. They have all kinds of tips and advice on there. It's a really good website.
Yeah, information is power. And in this day and age, you can find so much out before you actually sign on the dotted line. So good advice.
Very true. Onetta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onetta Forbes. OnettaForbes.com is her website. Thanks, Onetta.
Thank you.